Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
I want to welcome you to chapter number 24. We're going to be dealing with the book of Isaiah. The objectives of this particular lesson are that upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Isaiah, identify to whom the book of Isaiah was written, state the purpose for the book of Isaiah, and write the key verse of the book of Isaiah from memory. And finally, you're going to be able to state the life and ministry principle for the book of Isaiah. Now, as an introduction, the author was Isaiah, and it was written to Judah. And the purpose was for correction and reproof, and the key verse is found in chapter 53, verse 6. The life and ministry principle are that rebellion leads to retribution, and repentance leads to restoration. The main characters are Isaiah and Hezekiah. Now for the outline. Roman numeral number 1, in part 1, are the prophecies concerning Judah and Jerusalem. That's chapter 1, starting at verse 1. Then point A, we have general introduction, chapter 1, verse 1. B, millennial blessing by cleansing, chapter 2, starting at verse 1. C, punishment for Israel's sins, that's chapter 5, starting at verse 1. D, the prophet's call and commission, that's chapter 6, starting at verse 1. E, the prophecy of Emmanuel, that's chapter 7, starting at verse 1. And F, the prophecy of the Assyrian invasion, and that's chapter 8, starting at verse 1. G, the messianic prediction and warning, chapter 9, starting at verse 1. H, the punishment of Assyria, chapter 10, starting at verse 1. I, the restoration and blessing, chapter 11, starting at verse 1. And J, worship, chapter 12, starting at verse 1. Roman numeral number 2, we go into the prophecies against the foreign nations, and that's chapter 13, verse 1 through 23, verse 18. And we find in point A, we have Babylon, chapter 13, verse 1. B, Assyria, chapter 14, verse 24. We have C, Philistia, chapter 14, verse 28. D, Moab, chapter 15, verse 1. Damascus, chapter 17, verse 1. F, the land beyond the Ethiopia, chapter 18, verse 1. G, Egypt, chapter 19, verse 1. H, Egypt and Ethiopia, chapter 20, verse 1. I, Duma, chapter 21, verse 11. J, Arabia, chapter 21, verse 13. K, Valley of Vision, chapter 22, verse 1. And L, Tyre, chapter 23, verse 1. Then Roman numeral number 3, we have prophecy of the establishment of the kingdom. That's chapter 24, verse 1. Point A, the tribulation, 24, verse 1. B, the character of the kingdom, 25, verse 1. C, the testimony of restored Israel, that's 26, verse 1. Then, Roman numeral number 4, we have prophecy concerning Judah in relation to Assyria. Point A, we have the fall of Samaria, 28, verse 1. B, the warning of Judah, chapter 28, verse 14. C, the attack of Zion, chapter 29, verse 1. D, the attacker frustrated, chapter 29, verse 5. E, reasons for the trial, chapter 29, verse 9. F, blessings of final deliverance, chapter 29, verse 17. G, warning against an Egyptian alliance, chapter 30, verse 1. H, exhortation to rely on God's help, chapter 30, verse 15. I, the day of the Lord, chapter 34, verse 1. And J, the Kingdom Blessing, chapter 35, verse 1. Then we have the connecting link. Chapters 36 through 39 are a historical transition from the Assyrian to the Babylonian period. So in point 1, Roman numeral 1, we have Sennacherib's invasion. That's chapter 36, verse 1. Then Roman numeral number 2, we have Hezekiah's sickness and recovery. Chapter 38, verse 1. 3, we have the arrival of the Babylonian envoy in captivity, chapter 39, verse 1. And then we go into part 2. So in part two, Roman numeral number one, we have comfort of the exiles in the promise of restoration. That's chapter 40, verse 1. Then points A, the promise of restoration, chapter 40, verse 1. B, the basis of comfort, God's character, chapter 40, verse 12. C, the reason for comfort, chapter 41, verse 1. D, the comforter, chapter 42, verse 1. E, the results of the comfort, chapter 43, verse 1. And then point number 1, the nation restored, chapter 43, verse 1. 2, the downfall of idols of Babylon, chapter 46, verse 1. And 3, the downfall of Babylon, chapter 47, verse 1. And then we have number F, exhortation of comfort for those who are delivered from captivity, chapter 48, verse 1. Then Roman numeral number 2, we have comfort of the exiles from with the prophecy of Jesus as the Redeemer, and that's starting at chapter 49, verse 1. Then we have point number A, call and work, chapter 49, verse 1. B, obedience and faithfulness, chapter 50, verse 1. C, redemption of Israel, chapter 51, verse 1. D, atonement and exaltation, chapter 52, verse 13. E, Israel's restoration, chapter 54, verse 1. F, worldwide salvation, chapter 55, verse 1. G, his warnings and promises, chapter 56, verse 1. Then we have Roman numeral number 3. We have the comfort of the exiles with the prophecy of the future glory of Israel. And that's starting at chapter 58, verse 1. Point number A, obstacles to the restoration and the removal, chapter 58, verse 1. B, the glory of Jerusalem in the Messianic age, chapter 60, verse 1. C, blessings of the Messiah for Israel and the world, chapter 61, verse 1. D, God's love for Jerusalem and its results, chapter 62, verse 1. E, Christ's conquest of Israel's enemies results in acknowledgement of past national deliverances, chapter 63, verse 1. F, the prayer of the remnant, chapter 63, verse 15. G, God's answer, chapter 65, verse 1. And H, blessings of the Messianic kingdom, chapter 66, verse 1. That's it for this outline. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.